Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
See how excited I am to be with you, family. I even speak before my time. But yes, you're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. And just for you is the name of the show. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock. Gave you Lizwimieni featuring Phuthuma Tiso, Man on the Throne. And yes, it is 19 minutes, just after 9. I'm excited to be talking to Yanelani Mpolompo, and we're talking DKMS Africa and blood cancer. My queen, how are you?
Hello, Sibongile.
Are you good?
I'm doing good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good. Please tell us about DKMS Africa. What's all about? What is it all about?
DKMS Africa is a non-profit organization that is dedicated to a fight against blood cancer. So we've noticed a very significant number of growth in the numbers of people that are diagnosed with blood cancer and that need a stem cell transplant. So we have a register that we recruit potential stem cell donors into. It is a tool that we use to search for potential matches, people that can be able to donate stem cells for the blood cancer patients.
Which groups, yes, when we're looking at the groups that, when you're talking about the donation, all of that, so which group struggles more to get donors or to finding donors?
Everyone does struggle to get donors because it, in order for a patient to get a transplant for stem cells, they must be a match, a 10 to 10 match through HLA typings with the potential donor. So it is something that is very rare to happen. But in most cases, we struggle to get donors for the black community because there is a fewer number on the registry of people that are willing to donate stem cells.
So
we found that there is a lack of knowledge in the black community to register, to avail themselves, to check if they might be potential matches to save people's lives. And also in general, Sibongile, there hasn't been much talks about blood cancer and its potential to be cured. So we are tackling that through creating awareness and creating more talks and people getting the information on what they need to do in order to be on the registry.
Okay. So is it why the ethnic diversity on donor registry is crucial?
Yes, yes. That is the reason. It's because when we are looking for the match for a patient, we check through HLA characteristics, which includes DNA, blood types, you know, we check through those things, and ethnicity does play a role in one's characteristics of HLA. So for the black community, we really need to up the numbers. Diversity is important to on our registry so that everyone can get a fair chance to be saved, you know, so that we can be able to get everyone from every group on the registry so that we can be able to get match for everyone.
Just for inquisitivity, I would like to know, you spoke about the black community that doesn't come forth for donations in this regard. What are the reasons? Is it because maybe they are afraid, they are like spiritual or traditional things that they're looking at, and that's why they do not come forth?
What we found out, it is a lack of information.
Okay.
They are not knowledgeable in those aspects. We do get people that still think that cancer is not for the black people. We do get people that still think that they cannot be able to donate any of their tissues to anyone because they are black, you know, for spiritual reasons, others because they do not know how important it is to donate and to help one another. So when you get a time to engage with the black community, they do get to understand and be aware.
So what do they donate? Do they donate like a bone marrow? What? Or just blood? Because I think it's also scary to know.
Yes, I understand. So we are looking for potential stem cell donors. So stem cells are found in your bone marrow.
Okay.
They are cells that are able to recreate themselves into other body tissues. So they are able to recreate blood as well. They are from they are found in your bone marrow. But the method that we use when you are donating, it is called a blood stem cell transplant. It's a peripheral method. We take the stem cells through your blood. We no longer do the procedure where we get the stem cells directly from your bone marrow.
So
now it is similar to donating blood. It's just that we are collecting stem cells. So we use machines that separate stem cells
from your blood. Oh, okay. That is like, wow, technology. Né? So when you're talking blood cancer, when you're talking blood cancers, are we only looking at leukemia, or are there more than, like, are there other blood cancers that are there more than leukemia?
Yes, there are. We have quite a lot of number of different kinds of blood cancers, including leukemia, aplastic anemia. There are several aggressive blood cancers that are there. And also, in general, we also deal with blood disorders. So it doesn't have to be blood cancer. It doesn't have to be only leukemia that we are fighting. Anything that is a blood disorder is having a potential to be cured through a stem cell transplant.
Oh, so we spoke about the black community having a greater challenge in finding donors. So what is the impact of donor dropout rates and how they affect blood cancer patients?
It is critical, Sisibongile. We are really motivating our donors to complete the journey of donation. Once you have registered and you have been found to be a match, we are really stressing that people do carry on and actually do the donation, because first of all, it's highly rare that you become a match. And so if you become a match and you do not continue with the donation for whatever reasons, it becomes extremely devastating, especially to the patients, because once we find a match for them, they can now start to get medication that will prepare them to receive the stem cells that we are hoping that the donor will donate for them. So if they start to get that preparation, and at the end the donor pulls out or drop out on the journey, it can have a heavy negative impact on the patient, because now their body is ready to receive the stem cells through the medication that they are given.
So in the past, whenever we would hear about people giving blood, there was a certain group that couldn't give, like those with HIV, those with dysmenorrhea, those struggling with iron and all that. So in this case, is it everyone? Can everyone give? It doesn't matter because now we're separating the blood from the stem cells, or still there's a group that cannot give?
Yes, it's Bongile. Still, there is a group of that cannot be able to donate or to join the registry. So when we are registering donors, we do give them an exclusion list, which has a list of exclusion criteria. For example, we do not register minors. So age does come up. You must be between the ages of 17 and 55 in order for you to register. And
If you are 65, no.
Sorry?
If you are 65, is it a no?
It's a no, unfortunately. we cannot be able to register you if you are over the age of 55.
Okay.
So you must be 17 years and above in between that age. And then you must be general healthy. People that are diagnosed with diseases that are transmittable through blood, we do not encourage them to register because they will not be able to donate their stem cells. So diseases like HIV, and if you have had cancer yourself, and diseases like syphilis, autoimmune diseases, basically, you cannot be able to register.
Okay. So how painful is the procedure? And what is it that the donors need to bring after the procedure, or they'd be taken care of? No, you can continue, Ndlovukazi.
Oh, okay. They will definitely be taken care of. And also, once you are found to be a match, we contact you and we do a basic check, a recheck to see that indeed you are a match. So we call you and we arrange for you to go to a medical practitioner to check if you are physically and
fit. Okay.
Fit to go through, you know, we do the necessary checks to see that indeed it will not, the donation will not impact you and will not affect your health. And we also do all the arrangements when it regards to you actually doing the donation. And even after the donation, we provide for the donor everything, and even checkups after the donation.
Okay, so
there's nothing really that the donor must bring to the donation. And also
there's aftercare, because there's aftercare.
Yes.
So do you need to change your diet once we find you're a match? So adjusting your diet just before, a few days before
donating.
Yeah.
There might be a possibility of that depending on the results from the medical practitioner that checks you.
Okay.
If it happens that they find that you have, let's say, high cholesterol, that might make you not be able or, you know, good to donate, they might suggest, you know, there will be a recommendation. If you need to change anything, you will be told by the doctor before you do the donation. And also, there is medication that is given by the doctor that you go to that prepares you for the donation, for you to take before you do the donation. So it will, that medication will help you to overgrow your stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream.
My queen, how important is it to have an early detection of cancer?
With the number of deaths that we are getting in South Africa from blood cancer, it is really important to detect this disease early so that you can have a chance to treat it, because it is treatable. And it is potentially curable when we help the patients to get the donor for stem cells so that they can have a transplant. So if you detect it early, you have a chance to eat right, You have a chance to exercise. Mm. You have a chance to see specialists that will help you with the wide range of medication and procedures that we have in South Africa. So you will be able to treat it up until you get a match.
Okay.
Someone that can now donate stem cells for you.
Okay. And which group? Oh, do we have that? Do we have statistics of which group is more affected by blood cancer?
No, we really do not have that statistics as yet of who mostly gets blood cancer. We believe that blood cancer does attacks everyone. Mm. We see the deaths and the diagnosis of people. It really does affect every race, every group, every age. However, I can mention that the younger people are mostly affected by blood cancer.
Okay.
So between the ages of 0 to 13, they are the ones that are mostly affected by blood cancer. But we do have patients that are older. We do have patients that are youth, that it does not have age.
Wait.
It does not have color.
So in terms of stem cells, even if I am 55, can my stem cells still help a 0-year-old?
Yes, yes. If you are genetically, that thing that I was speaking about.
Yes, the test, HLA, the,
yes. If they are the same, if you are a match, you can still save a person that is born today. If you are found to be a match, if that person has been diagnosed with blood cancer and we do the HLL typings and we find out that you are a 10 out of 10, the same match as that person, you can be able to donate. It doesn't have to. And even a younger person, a 17-year-old that is registered, can be able to help a 70-year-old.
Wow, that is really interesting. Tell us about the five common warning signs of blood cancer.
Yes, I'm glad to share those. It's just that a lot of people, they do not put much emphasis on these signs and symptoms. They sometimes overlook them because it is some things that general, like all of us can have. But one is fatigue. If you are always feeling exhausted and you cannot even complete a day, and you end up feeling weak and you do not know what causes that fatigue, that could be a sign of blood cancer. Two, one that we have to look at is persistent fever, fever that can go on for weeks. You're not getting better, instead you are getting worse. That fever can be an indication that your blood cells are not able to fight infection.
Okay.
You know, so it can be a sign of blood cancer. And unusual bleeding and bruising. So bruising in your legs without bumping yourself, you know, without having any injuries, but you can see in your body that you've got bruises. And if something cuts you, you bleed for forever. It's not stopping. That could be a sign that cells in your blood that are supposed to stop the bleeding.
Like you're hemorrhaging.
That. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Unexplained weight loss. Like you are losing a lot, like 5 kgs without trying, you really have to stand up and take that as a sign also. And night sweats, drenching night sweats, with like you have to change pyjamas through the night and it's disturbing your sleep, that also could be a sign. So those are the five things that people have to really look out for, and if they do happen, they must really take steps.
So going back to fatigue, you spoke about fatigue as one of the as number one common sign or warning sign. How frequent is it? Should it be like a chronic fatigue you are always, or because I meet people in my life who would be fatigued and like on a certain day, and then tomorrow they're okay, then after 2 days they're back again, and then after so it's like there's a graph.
So the one that I'm talking about is the fatigue that is even disturbing your daily routine. The one that you now feel weak, you cannot be able to do your daily routines. You know, you cannot complete your task for the day. You struggle, and it's consistent.
Sure. One thing that I know about our township clinics, they'll give you your vitamin B complexes and everything, and it might my queen is laughing but yeah, they will give you all of those vitamin B complex, they would give you iron, they would give you all of those, and you find they're trying to boost your energy levels, and you always go there and you're like, I'm always exhausted, and they would do this for months on before you're even seen by a doctor or even referred to one.
Which is the truth.
Yeah. So what should we do if we are those who can only go to these clinics? Because I guess sometimes it gets frustrating, and by the time a person is seen by a doctor, it might be worse. Maybe the cancer has already spread. So what advice do you have for us?
As we spoke earlier on about early detection, so if you are constantly and you've gone to the clinic and you've gotten your vitamin B injection and your iron, and the same thing happens again and you find yourself having to go to the clinic again, I suggest that you go straight see a doctor and ask them to do the complete test for you, and tell them that you are suspecting that something might be wrong, you know, with your blood. So going straight to the doctor and having yourself tested could save you to early detect that actually you do not have fever as we were treating.
It's more than that.
It's more than that, yes. So you cannot be taking the same medication for over 2 months. You cannot be drinking Med Lemon every day. You know, you cannot be drinking the same painkillers. You have the same things. You must really do the check.
So does it mean that we also have to fight for our health? Because sometimes you'd be on that treatment for 3 months, and they say no, re tla bona after 3 months.
No, it's not right. And in that 3 months, though you are taking the medication, you are still feeling that it's not helping. I'm not feeling any better. You should stand up even before the 3 months. If you're feeling that I'm getting weaker and weaker, go to another doctor, get a second opinion, go do the test. The equipment that we have in South Africa now is very advanced, that if you go to the doctor and you ask to do your blood test and you tell the doctor what your concerns are, they will be able to check everything and give you your diagnosis early.
All right. Yeah, Nilani, thank you so much for talking to us. What are your closing statements?
I'd like to urge South Africans to please take their time, go through to our website, get informed about blood cancer, and see if they can be able to help save a life by registering to be a stem cell donor. It is easy. The registration, it's only a one-page form that you put your details on, and we will send you through the swabs that you do on your cheeks, on the inside of your cheeks, flag checking for your DNA. It just takes about 3 minutes. And in that way, you will be a stem cell donor, a registered stem cell donor. We'll put you on the registry. And every time when we have a diagnosed patient that is in need of a stem cell transplant, will search on the registry, and you will be participating on that search. You will be standing a chance to be one person that can save the life of a patient. So please, guys, do go into DKMS Africa website and register to become stem cell donor.
All righty then. And what is the website?
It is www.dkmsafrica.org.
It's DKMS Africa.
www.dkms-africa.org.
Okay, then. My queen, thank you so much for talking to us about this. And yeah, you are so right. So many of us are not clued up about certain things. I remember somebody saying, if you scratch your back quite often, that it that calls for a concern. It might be one type of a cancer. So you need to get checked because if you keep doing that and it's months and years on, by the time you get checked, it might be too late. So do take these things very serious. So thank you so much, Yanelani, for talking to us. It is quite an honor. And yeah, may God bless the works of your hands at DKMS. Thank you.
Thank you, Sis Bongile, so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
And yes, my family, that is Yanelani Mbolompo, and she is the donor recruiter at DKMS Africa. And do remember that we can't take it easy. Aye, but you take it easy. If you see the signs that she has mentioned, make sure that you get yourself checked. Make sure that you do something about it. Fatigue, chronic fatigue. Fever that is persistent, unusual bruising and injuries, unexplained weight loss, night sweats. Hey, let's do something. Let's take our health serious. It's very important that we do that. It's very important that we take good care of ourselves. This is the temple of the Lord Holy Spirit. Let's take good care of the temple of the Lord Holy Spirit, that at the end, He's able to use us. He's able to send us everywhere, and we are able to make an impact in our world. So yeah, let's do that. We never talk about health, hey? Most of the times we never talk about health. Let us do take good care of our bodies. The Lord Holy Spirit needs our bodies to function in this space. How are we going to do it if we are sick and we were warned, we were told, and we did nothing about it?
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.